Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. This is Yolanda, and I'm coming to you on a Sunday night. Can you believe it? I'm so tired, but I'm here. And I know that a lot of people here in the States were watching the Super Bowl tonight. I was not. I was teaching Karuna Reiki all weekend, and today was the final day of class. It was a 3-day training, and it was a beautiful experience. And I have to say, I just want to point out really quickly that for all of you who are thinking about teaching in any capacity, even if it's not something, you know, so official, just the fact when you share what you have learned, you will learn so much in the exchange. So even when you're in the role of teacher, you are also the student, and you learn so many beautiful things from the people that you're sharing and exchanging with. So if you want to deepen your practice, whatever it is that you practice or whatever it is that you study, share it with someone, whether it's a friend, a client, a family member, you will learn so much in the exchange. So I actually shared that thought this morning on my Facebook page. And if you haven't joined me there yet, you can go to facebook.com/ Yuchi Wellness. That's YEWCHI Wellness. And if you like my page, you will get updates in your newsfeed when I post things. And you can also talk to me there. So anyway, it was quite the weekend, and you know, I am grounded, but I am tired because I spent 3 days, you know, in this energy of the Karuna Reiki, and it's actually very powerful. And Karuna Reiki is known as the Reiki of Compassion. And I got attuned to Karuna Reiki Master Level in 2012, but I don't think I've talked about it on the show a lot because it is a level of Reiki that can only be taught to people who are already Reiki masters. So it's not something that I teach as frequently as the other levels of Reiki. But it is definitely amazing and just such a different type of energy and vibration. And what I would say, if you are curious about it or looking into it, is it encourages deep level transformation. It really does. And I'm glad that I had the opportunity to teach it this weekend. So thank you to the students. It was beautiful, and I am thankful and grateful for all of you. But I'm thankful to be here with you all now on Reiki Radio. And, you know, the truth is I am very tired, but I had to do the show tonight because I didn't do it this past week, and I didn't want to wait until next week because there's so much coming up just tomorrow, and I wanted to make sure that you are all prepared for the energy of next week and this entire month, really, because it's huge. So tonight we are talking about energy, power, and alignment. So let's start with energy. Now, tomorrow is Monday, February the 8th. And on this day, we start off with the new moon in Aquarius. Now, if you've listened to the show or you get my newsletters, you already know that the new moon is very symbolic of new beginnings or new cycles or a new phase. And if we look at the date, February 8th, in the system of numerology, February 8th, 2016 equals the number one. And the number one is all about new beginnings. So we have this universal day, that's a one, and then we have the new moon, which is about new beginnings, and we also have the Chinese New Year tomorrow, which is also new beginnings. So that's why I'm here with you tonight, so that you could really prepare yourself for this energy and start to really hone in on your intention. Keep your thoughts positive. keep your thoughts expansive. Don't limit yourself. Release any boundaries and really let yourself connect to this energy of a new beginning, because it's really going to take off for you this week. So, I get excited about this, and I just want to make sure you understand how I get to the number one for those of you who are curious or if you are interested in numerology. So February is the second month, so we have the number two. Then tomorrow is the eighth day of the month, so 8 plus 2 is 10. And then we have the year 2016, which if you add those numbers together, 2016, you get the number 9. So if we add together the 10 and the 9, you get the number 19. And what's so significant about this date is if you look at the number 19, the number 1, again, is about beginnings. And the number 9 is symbolic of completion or ending a cycle. And then if you add the 1 and 9 together, you have 10, which, again, is the number 1. So bottom line is tomorrow's energy is so powerful, a platform, a catalyst for your new beginning, but your energy is going to set the stage. So again, I'm here because I hope that you all will tune into this show and really consider the energy that you are putting out there and the energy you are sitting in, you are stewing in, the energy you are creating from at this moment. Check your thoughts. Are you limiting yourself in any way? Is there any aspect of your life, whether it's career, relationship, finances, anywhere where you are limiting the possibility of what you can create or accomplish or have, or even what you believe you deserve? Now is the time to expand. Now is the time to change and move outside of any boundaries or limitation. And of course, as you know, the universe does, it is here to support us. And this new moon is in the sign of Aquarius. What is Aquarius about? This energy is no boundary. Aquarian is the futurist. I am an Aquarius, so I can tell you firsthand, it is true, okay? We're not really thinking about the way people are doing things today. We're thinking about the way it can be done better, okay? It's about doing things differently and trusting your inner knowing, your passion, without need for outside validation or to follow the old ways of doing things. Think of it this way. You don't want to limit tomorrow by yesterday's framing. You don't want to limit tomorrow by yesterday's framing. It won't fit. We must evolve. We must expand and reach further than we ever have before. So in this day of new beginnings, this day is a new beginning because of the new moon energy, because of the numerology of the day, and it's the Chinese New Year. Come on. So I want you to think about what you have decided to begin. What are you going to do differently starting today, this moment, this week? You create your future right now. It begins with your thought, your intent, your energy. And I talk about this on the show all the time, right? Your energy and what you are creating in the space you're creating from. Now, with the universe and all of these different modes of energy supporting whatever it is you are about to propel forward into, you want it to be great and beneficial for you, right? You don't want to resist and fight against your own growth. You don't want to clench and hang on tight to something that no longer fits or that is uncomfortable now, no matter how familiar it may be. You have outgrown many things and you're feeling that shift. You're feeling the calling. You're feeling that urge. What are you going to do about it? Now, speaking of which, you know I would love to have you join me in the Coven of Consciousness. And if that is something you've been thinking about, you can sign up for the Coven today at my website, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. Now, as if all of this wasn't enough, like I said, tomorrow is also the Chinese New Year, and it's the year of the fire monkey. Now, if you get my newsletter, you've already heard about this, but we're going to talk about it right now. Fire is symbolic of transformation, right? And even when we think about fire or fire signs, of course, it changes. Fire will destroy so that we can rebuild. That's the transformative aspect. Destroy to rebuild. But fire can also be very beneficial in other ways. I mean, the transformation is great too, if you're not afraid of change. Let's just be very clear about that. If you are in fear of change and you resist your change and your growth, yes, it's going to be a bit of a struggle and a little challenging, but it doesn't have to be. If you see your transformation as an opportunity for you to grow, for you to have new experience, it's going to shift how it feels for you. It's going to shift how you experience it. Fire can be warm or it can burn us, right? It's all in how we engage with these energies, and it's up to us. Now, again, this is the fire monkey. The energy of monkey is supposed to be very ambitious. This is the year about taking a risk or a leap of faith. Now, I want you to think for a moment about a monkey, okay? Like that animal, a monkey is, they're clever. They're very clever, right? And they're also very curious. Now, when you think about this, think about yourself, how clever you can be, whether it's something you express outwardly or not. This is the time to connect with that aspect of you that is very clever. Your ability to figure things out. Your ability to do things in ways that nobody else may know or understand. But that part of you that you know is a gift. Whether it's the way that you plan things out, whether it's the way you execute, whether it's your creative mind. You are clever. And you want to allow yourself to be curious. What do you want to know? What do you want to understand? How do you want to expand? And then blend that with how clever you are. Can you imagine what you may create? Now, in this space, and a lot of you may be feeling it now, there can be a feeling of restlessness, right? You just don't know what to do. You feel a surge of energy, but you don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know what to do with this energy. And it could be maddening. Take a breath. It's okay. It's part of the shift. It's part of your growth. But it can also be a surge of creative energy that needs to be utilized. Maybe this surge that you're feeling is all of this like anxiety that you have of energy that just wants to be directed or used outside of you. So what can you pour this energy into? How can you create new paths, new ideas, or new ways of being using this energy? And this year is very personal. It's about you. In your path, your focus, your creation. And again, it's a universal year 9. So it's about letting go of those areas and aspects and patterns that no longer fit you so that you can move up, move into the next level, move into a new awareness so that you can start a new cycle completely aligned in a way that's most beneficial for you. So this monkey year, it's about taking risks centered around your progression. And it's really going to be about trusting yourself and believing in your own ability. But the key, you know, you don't want to go crazy. You want to leave room to bend. You want to leave room for the universe to work with you, to co-create and be in support of the universe and the universe being in support of you. You want to acknowledge that. See the synchronicities. Move and act on inspiration. Allow things to shift and change. Because the moment you become too rigid or too tied to an idea or belief is when you start to create boundaries and limitations. So you always leave room for possibility and growth and leave room for things to unfold better than you can imagine. Now again, it all comes down to your energy. The energy you put into your life, the energy you are living from, and of course, how you are perceiving everything you experience. If you think you're having a bad day, you're having a bad day. If your day is challenging and you see it as an opportunity to learn and grow, you're taking that opportunity to learn and grow. It's your perspective. Now, when we talk about the new year, the Chinese New Year, the Chinese zodiac has 12 houses, just like the Western zodiac does. But instead of each house having 1 month, like, you know, our signs change every month, the Chinese zodiac has a cycle of 1 year. So instead of changing signs every month like we do, they change signs every year. So it is the year of the monkey, okay? But the month of Aquarius. But anyway, so monkey is the ninth sign in the cycle of 12. So the next year of the monkey won't happen for 12 more years. So it won't be until 2028. So with that in mind, and you think it won't be 12 years until we can connect with this energy again, you might as well make the most of it, right? But the truth is, we should make the most of every day. Every day. In the class this weekend, one of the students wished me a happy belated birthday, and I told her that I decided to live every day as a birthday. So each time you wake up, think of it as reemerging from like the womb of slumber, okay, into this dimension of consciousness. So every day you are being reborn with new thoughts, new breath, new opportunity. It's a new day. It's rebirth. So remember that. Every day is a birthday and should be treated as such. Because if you did, you know, you may celebrate your life, honor yourself, acknowledge the gift of life itself, and make the most of it. Allow yourself to live every day as if it's your day, as if it has significance, as if every day matters, as if every day is special, because it is. It is a gift. Okay. Let's go back to the energy. Now, this is the workings of my tired mind, so please bear with me. Now, the energy of monkey, okay? Monkey can be mischievous. So one of the things you want to really keep in mind this year is your integrity. remain in your integrity, and pay attention to your intuition. And then when you're dealing with other people, you also want to trust your intuition and your instinct. Trust your gut. Because again, the monkey energy can be mischievous. So if you are staying in your integrity so that you're not getting lost in that mischievous energy, but you also have other people who have choice. So keep your eyes open, or your eye, your third eye open. Pay attention, trust your intuition, trust your instinct. And when you're dealing with yourself, be honest. This is a year to be completely honest and open with you. Trust yourself. Learn to trust yourself. It's easier said than done. And if you're saying right now, oh, I already trust myself. Well, think about how many times you doubt yourself, you question yourself, you look for outside validation. You need to double check, triple check, have someone else tell you so you feel secure in your choice. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it as if something's wrong with you, but those are indications that you are not trusting yourself. So yes, we all are working on developing higher levels of trust within ourselves, which again is going to connect you with understanding your intuition, trusting your instinct, trusting your inner knowing, that voice, your gift. Okay, now let's go back to numerology for a moment. Now, February, as I mentioned, is the second month of the year. And 2016 is a universal 9. So if we add 9 and 2, we get 11. Now, numerology, normally you would keep adding until you get a single digit. But number 11 is a master number. So we just keep it at that. So that makes February a universal month, 11. Now, you may have heard some talk about this month being a portal month because the number 11 is symbolic of a portal. So even in your mind's eye right now, if you think of the number 11, it's like a doorway. Now, the way you want to think of this is it's like a doorway to new beginnings. So consider what you are walking towards right now. If you are standing on the other side of that portal, what is through the threshold for you? If the number 11 was holding the vibration and the energy of all that you wanted to achieve and accomplish, what is on the other side? And what would it take for you to walk through? Now, 11 also represents the divine feminine and the divine masculine. And it signifies alignment, okay? So I want you to think of it this way. If you have ever seen the depiction of Kundalini energy rising from the root chakra up to the third eye, it's usually shown as two snakes moving up from the root chakra towards the third eye. Now, our lower chakra energy is connected to earth and our feminine energy. Our upper chakras are connected with our masculine energy. Now, one of the snakes represents the feminine and one of the snakes represents the masculine. But all in all, it's about unification. So again, I want you to think of this image, okay? Feminine energy on the bottom, masculine energy on the top, right? Seemingly separate. Then we have one snake on the left, the feminine, one snake on the right, the masculine. They both are starting from the root in the feminine energy, and they are both ascending up towards the third eye into the masculine energy. Now I want you to think about that. Seemingly separate. But they're taking this journey together. Now, the number 11 one in one. It's about dissolving the illusion of separation as the ascension is made. So it's only seemingly separate, the feminine and the masculine. But as the ascension is made, union is realized, or the self is realized. So 11 is pretty powerful. And as we've talked about on another show, 11 is just the number one projecting itself out. So it's like spirit projecting itself in physical form. Okay. I'm going off on a tangent with 11. I just get excited about this. I love talking about this. And like I said, it's late and I'm tired. So forgive me for going on and on about that. But I love this stuff. So I'll move on. But in terms of this being an 11 month, February, it's a month that will provide an opportunity to truly see yourself. This is a month to own your abilities and stop playing small. It's a month to find union with yourself, to recognize yourself as spirit in form, to let your light shine and acknowledge yourself this month in every way. Acknowledge yourself in relationship, acknowledge yourself in career, acknowledge yourself in your social settings, acknowledge what you want to do, what you want to learn, what you want to experience. Acknowledge you. So whether it's about your healing or trying something new, whatever is going to support your ascension, so to speak, your growth. Now, remember, after tomorrow's new moon, or if you're listening to this on the 8th, today's new moon, and the Chinese New Year, the energy you hold will be propelled into motion. So be kind to yourself and allow yourself to believe in whatever it is you want to accomplish. In fact, write it down. Grab a paper and pen on your computer, whatever you prefer. Write down what you want to accomplish, what you want to experience without any idea of impossibility. Write down what you want to accomplish this year, just three things. Then let go of how you're going to get it done. Just thank the universe for putting it all in motion. Get out of the way. Then just pay attention. This is an 11 month, and in numerology, 11 is a master number, which means several things, but the number 11 is considered the most intuitive of the numbers. So I'm going to say this again, trust yourself. And I think I mentioned this on another show, but again, this is a time to act on your inspiration. Now, I feel like I'm probably a good messenger for all of this because, again, the new moon is in Aquarius. I'm an Aquarius, and I'm telling you, this energy is about no boundaries and really thinking outside of the box, moving forward, future vision, yes? And that my life path number is 11. It is intuitive. Trust yourself. And it's a practice, okay? It's not like you're going to just say, yes, I trust myself and never question yourself again. And if you do question yourself, don't beat yourself up about it. You have to learn to trust yourself. And if you ever catch yourself questioning yourself, it doesn't mean that you're not trusting yourself. That question can sometimes be your intuition interjecting, telling you, hold on, we need to look at this. But as you practice self-connection, you start to realize what is your intuition, what is you overanalyzing, and what is your instinct. It just takes practice. Now let's talk about your power, okay? You are powerful, Period. Point blank. You're powerful and you should know this. Now, of course, you can own this with humility, but own it. And in the process of owning your power, in truth, not in ego, you will go through a process of release and absolute vulnerability. Because this is not contrived power or forced power. It's not even pretending to be power. This is knowing the power within knowing who you are and simply owning who you are. All you have to do is let it happen. Allow yourself to release without judgment. Allow yourself to transform and heal and evolve. Allow yourself to learn. Allow your energy to move with love and grace. And then let yourself align with your dreams, your passion, beyond any of your old doubts, your old fear, your old worry. Just focus on what it would take for you to say yes to yourself. Well, this month and tomorrow, in fact, is the time to start if you haven't already, okay? And if you have started, but you had a moment where you fell into some kind of shifting, which could have made you feel a little bit off track, that's okay. It's part of the growth. But now it's time to refocus and start again. You know, actually, there's a lot of people who are acknowledging February as the official new year. And it's not just because of the Chinese New Year, but because Mercury was in retrograde for most of January. Now, if Mercury retrograde makes you nervous, you'll want to take full advantage of this time right now, because it's going to retrograde again in April. But you know what I say, it's all perspective. And you can choose how to interact with these energies. So here we are, February. February and March, this month in February is going to be a great time to begin. Remember, this month is about beginning, new beginnings. Whatever you wish to begin, or at least set clear intentions and start to make small actions to support larger goals. And then March is going to be a universal month 3, so that will be a great creative space, and we'll talk about that next month. But one of the things happening in April is I will be teaching a 4-week course in April called Sources Your Supply, and the reason I am teaching this course is because, you know, people tell me all the time that they have tried various manifesting techniques and they don't understand why it's not working for them or why it's hit or miss and so on. So I decided to create this course to help you manifest more consciously and to do the work to help you through your blocks and boundaries. So I'm telling you about this today because right now you can sign up in advance on my website. But the price of this class is going to increase next month. So that's why I wanted to let you know now. The price will increase next month. So you can sign up for it today. It's called Sources Your Supply. You'll see the information for it on my homepage. And reserve your space because it doesn't start until April. But you sign up now to just save your space. Or you can join the Coven of Consciousness, and that way you have access to the class I'm teaching right now, which is Intuitive Mastery. Then you also have access to Sources Your Supply, which begins in April, plus 2 more classes throughout this year. So there's just a lot going on. So come play and learn, and let's get ready for all of this amazing energy. And again, just hop over to my website, yuchi.com, to sign up. It's yewchi.com. Okay, so I think I got you pretty prepared for this week ahead and all the energy. The new moon, the monkey new year, the 11-month, I think that's all I had to tell you. So I am exhausted and I do want to go, but I just want to make sure you were prepared. And what else is this month? Oh, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is just a week away. So be sure to love yourself up, okay? Treat yourself to something special. And if you're celebrating the holiday with a partner, acknowledge the beauty and gifts within the exchange of loving vibrations. So if you do need help with inviting more love into your space, you can still access my free Fill Up With Love meditation series. It's on my website. It's absolutely free. And again, that's yuchi.com. So I hope you have a wonderful evening. And if you're in the Coven of Consciousness, don't forget we meet tomorrow night in the Moon Room. Good night, everyone. And remember to always journey in love.